Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I have just been charged on my card for a product that I do not want.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
75855.
75855.
Correct.
One moment, please.
Okay.
What's your name, ma'am?
Audrey Felder.
Ms. Felder, will you verify your address for me, please?
410 F County Road 340, Oakwood, Texas, 75855.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I've located a transaction for you. So, on 6-8, you entered a contest entry.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95 for the contest entry. As a result,
okay. I'm sorry.
As a result of that, once you did that, if you continued on with the contest entry, it automatically enrolled you into a meal plan.
But I don't want it.
And that's perfectly okay, ma'am. It's just that's the terms and conditions that they offer you when you want to do the contest entry. That's part of the promotion. We're going to do this if you do that. If you do the contest entry, if you don't want to do that, then don't do the contest entry. It's a company.
It never gave me the option to not get it. All I wanted was to pay the $2 for the contest, and that was it. It did, and that screen came up for that meal plan thing, and I did not want it, and it
yes,
did
ma'am.
Not give me it did not give me any way to negate.
I understand. I understand, ma'am. I totally understand, but you have to understand the merchant would like for you to become a member. They're offering you a contest entry because it's their promotion, not ours. It's their promotion. They're saying, I will enter you into a contest, but I would like for you to become a member of our club.
No.
And at that point, before you enter your card, because the terms and condition does state that, you don't have to have the contest entry.
Okay, in other
entry.
Words, you're telling me I have to call my bank in the morning to get them to stop this transaction.
No, ma'am,
you refuse to do it.
No, ma'am, I didn't tell you I refused to do it.
I told you I don't want it.
And that's okay, ma'am. I can cancel the membership. That's no problem. I understand that.
That's all I want you to do, and I will never enter another contest again.
And
this is the second time this has happened to me. I'll never do it again. Please remove that transaction.
The transaction is a valid charge. I'm going to cancel your membership going forward so you won't get charged month after month after month.
Oh, no. I will be calling my bank in the morning to have it canceled. I did not ask for this. It
yes, ma'am.
It slipped in on me.
Yes,
if you
ma'am.
You won't reverse it, I'm going to the bank in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. I don't need to be threatened, ma'am. I can cancel
I'm not
your...
threatening you. I'm just telling you what I'm going to do. If you're not going to reverse the charges...
Ma'am,
I'm
never said I would not reverse the charges, though. Where's all this reading into? I'm canceling... No, I didn't tell you I was not going to reverse the charges, ma'am. I'm reversing the charges. I didn't tell you I was not going to cancel your membership is what I said. I don't have the capacity to reverse your charges. What I can handle... Ma'am, please allow me to assist you in the best way I possibly can, please.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. I apologize.
So the first thing you want to do is cancel your membership so you won't have any reoccurring charges, okay? That's the first
Correct.
Thing. I'm going to give you a cancellation number here, ma'am.
Okay.
One moment, please. So the cancellation number for this account that's been canceled is C as in Charlie, 9208-34960.
Okay.
That's C as in Charlie, 9208-34960. Okay.
Okay.
So now, as far as your charge, let me see what protocol will allow me to do. So what you had, the 5989, is a meal plan. What that meal plan is, and this is all protocol, ma'am. What this meal plan is an app focuses. It's a digital app. If you choose to have it, that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. Okay. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. It includes guides to making better food choices to supercharge your health. Helpful daily food and lifestyle journals to keep you informed. And it also is based on meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume a day. Lots of people use this app. As a matter of fact, I have one. Mine's Weight Watchers, so I have one. I use the Weight Watchers app. It might not be for you, but it is legit. Now, the second thing, you say you didn't want it. If you did want to try the app, there is a reduced rate of $20. They're asking you to stay with the program. That's your call. If you don't want to stay with them, perfectly okay. But if you want to try the app, instead of $56.95, it's $20 a month. Okay?
Okay.
So you say you do not want it. So
correct.
Now your charge of the $56.95, I think it's $56.95. Let me go back. It's on a different screen. It is $59.89. That will be, and the protocol for that is less than a week. I can do 75% of that charge back to your bank, ma'am. $59.89 makes it $44.91 will be refunded back to your account.
Okay.
While I do that refund, ma'am, please hold. That refund will go back into your account 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
It depends on your bank. One moment, please. Refunding $44.91 of the $59.89, 3 to 5 business days before it goes back to your account. And it's asking, are you sure you want to refund? Yes. And I have to put it on the supervisory board, so hold on a minute. I need a little information from you to get that $44 back.
Why can't I get the $59 back?
Because as a courtesy, we offer the $44.91, ma'am, because that's what we do here, because it is a valid charge. If you call your bank, you're not going to, it's not a fraudulent charge. It's not a charge that someone else did. So the bank only gives you your charge back if someone else took your card and did it, or someone had your account number and did it. But it's actually a charge that you agreed to on our site. So when they call us, they'll say to us like, okay, so they didn't agree to the terms and agreements. Okay, they didn't call before the trial period was up. And that's the misconception most people have about their bank. Your bank will refund you on something you didn't do, but on something you did do, they don't. So here on our end, as a courtesy, because we understand that sometimes people haven't, like people, most people call, and when they do call, they'll say, who reads the terms and conditions? You know, like, so they understand that they didn't read it. It was in the terms and conditions. It's not something somebody took from you. It's just that you wanted something, you did it, and not you. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the person did it, and they didn't want to read the terms and conditions. They accepted it and went on. And in those terms and conditions, you have merchants that want you to join their club, join their memberships. Netflix, for one, that's the most people can understand that one better than anything. Netflix will say, hey, watch movies for 14 days, no charge. fill out all your information. But guess what happens if you don't let Netflix know within that 14-day trial that you don't want to continue them after 14 days? What's going to happen on the 15th day? They're going to charge you for the membership.
Yep.
Same concept. And I get it. We get it. This is why we offer the courtesy back. And even if we call our bank and say, hey, Netflix took out on the 15th day, they charged me. Bank is not going to give that back. You agreed with Netflix that after 14 days, you'll pay them for the membership. Same concept. It's just that these people are selling products, gadgets, meal plans, CBD oils, ketos, keto diets, keto gummies, male enhancement products, you name it, gadgets. It's not that, and people are, you know, I can understand it when people are upset. And you can understand, I hear it every time someone I call, they're upset. I typically try to explain to them that, and like particularly when they say, you took my money, I'm like, no, I didn't take your money. You know, I just answered the phone here, you know, that kind of stuff. And it makes sense when people allow me to, or when people allow to be heard, not by me, it's agents. We're a 24/7 call center. And you can call back at any given time and get any given agent. And we get it, and this is why we offer the courtesy. The bank is not going to give it back based on that process of it actually was done. So let me finish filling out your thing so you can get your – I stopped because you said, why $44.91? Because just as a courtesy of the 75%, that's what we're allowed to do.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Let me finishing this so you can get it. And Miss Audrey Felder, Audrey Fest. That's wrong. Felder. And then phone number is. Get you to verify that here in a minute. I have 903-724-4562.
Correct.
Okay, hold on. And then the email address is freedomacres3@outlook.com.
Freedomacres3, yes.
Okay, Freedom Makers, okay. Copy that. And the ID number, I have that. Which, did I give you, I haven't given you a confirmation number yet, have I?
You gave me a cancellation number.
Okay, CNN 920, yes, you have that. That was canceling the membership because the membership is a continuing month-to-month charge if it's not canceled. So I've done that for you. So you have that confirmation for that. And I need to notate customer called in to cancel membership. Offered $20 to stay. Customer declined. Say customer decline. All right, and then offered 75% refund. Customer accepted. And that refund was $44.91. R-E-F-U-N-D. Okay. I always go back and check to make sure what I agreed to with you as far as. So here I see where the refund has been issued on the supervisory board, and I also see where the account has been canceled at 11:31 p.m. by Bernadette, which is me. And if you can call at any given time, these notes are here. They stay here. So anything else I can do for you, Ms. Audrey?
That's it. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.